All right, good afternoon. It is 1:30, and we're here with the Board of Health, Margaret and Stephanie. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good.
So do you have anything you want to say before we get started, or do you want to just jump right into it?
I just want to say thank you for rearranging your schedules to meet with us to discuss our budget today. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. All right, so we'll start, as we always do, with revenues. And I'll just say, I didn't have any questions on the revenues. Pretty straightforward what we're doing.
Yep.
Boris and Marty, any questions? Or Margaret, any comments?
Nope. Same old, same old.
Still, they seem to look in line with what you're doing, or being a little conservative. Obviously, you should have, or you do less in the winter time. So, like the well testing revenue, most of us already know you have the majority of it, et cetera. So, I had none.
Okay.
Super. Okay. So we'll go on into expenses. Margaret, unless you want to talk about everything having to do with employees, we won't. We'll budget the same way we have in previous years, which is figure out what our actuals are going to look like.
Okay.
The board has yet to finalize this, but I think it's our plan at this point to continue with what we've been doing the last few years in terms of how we budget those dollars. Just know if you've got an approved position, there's going to be money there to pay for that position.
Okay. And I guess I can again assume that my staff, except for Stephanie, is not union, and but they will continue to be treated the same way as union folks, same percentage.
Yeah, we'll follow the handbook. It's interesting, since we're right at the beginning stages of negotiations with all five of our bargaining units right now. I don't know. Until we come to an agreement with all five, that's a hard question to answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's completely fair to say that all of our employees will continue to be treated as you've seen the last few years.
Okay.
Right? So we've got a merit-based system in place for those employees. We've got a handbook that's fairly robust in terms of policies and procedures, and we'll continue to operate on that.
Mm-hmm. I guess, just as an example, for, like if the planning department, they are union, got a 2% raise, I would anticipate the same for my staff.
Yeah. I think that's fair, and I think that everything I've seen from this board, which we can't say anything exactly about what this board is going to do until everything I've seen is we've got a board that wants to treat all of our employees in the same manner, regardless of whether you're part of a bargaining unit or not part of a bargaining unit. I just can't sit here, or any of us can't sit here and make you any kind of assurance until we don't know that all five bargaining units are going to look exactly the same. And if they don't look exactly the same, well, then who do we equate our other employees that aren't part of a bargaining unit to? And so there's a lot of moving parts right now. I think it's a fair expectation that we're going to treat all of our staff in an equitable manner.
Yeah, and that's the word I really emphasize, is equity.
Okay, just wanted to get that on the board.
Change of Chapter 20, we are in new territory, and we're kind of sorting that out as we speak.
Yep.
But your words aren't lost on me.
Just want to remind you something we've said a couple times up here at the board table, I believe, and also in various public venues. We don't know what's going to happen with insurance.
Yeah.
So that's,
big question mark there.
Well, we know what's going to happen. We just don't know how much it's going to happen.
That's true. But that's true. We don't know how much it'll go up. And so, remember that'll be a factor for everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
And I do want to take this time to talk about another portion of your personnel, and that's the taxable fringe benefit.
Okay.
Margaret and I had a conversation, and I've already put a note in my amendment file if needed. Stephanie is going to be accessing the cell phone, and it will be coming 100% out of environmental health budget.
So that's the $360.
Yes.
Well, right now, Kathy?
Matt is not interested.
Kathy.
But myself and Kathy.
And yours is different.
Mine is different.
Because the county pays for yours, so yours is not in this line item.
Correct.
So Kathy's the one in this line item right now. And Stephanie is going to get.
So the 360 is reflective of what's going to happen, or that you're saying that's going to increase?
That I'm saying it could increase.
Okay, and so then my question would be twofold. One, is it part of, as I understand Stephanie's job, having a cell phone is not necessarily part of that job. Now, so I get it with Kathy. I absolutely get it for you. I get it for Jerry and Amelia and Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Two things I struggle with here. I struggle with whether it's part of the job that you do for Story County, which is the only way we would want to pay for it. And two, if we need to pay for it for you, then it should be half and half. Part of planning and part of health. So talk me through that.
All right. There's two components of phone use, cell phone use for Stephanie. One is communicating back and forth with field people. We text back and forth a lot while we're in the field and that. So that would be, well, Jerry not so much, but, well, no, Jerry too. So it would be the six of us communicating back and forth via that. There's times in meetings that we text her to say, can you bring this up, bring that up, that kind of thing. So that's one part of it. And then the other part is for large documents that come in and large documents that are in our archive files, we're having her use the scanner app on her phone, and she scans large documents in to our files. Our electronic files.
Do I remember wrong, or did we buy a piece of equipment in the last couple years? I thought planning and development bought a piece of equipment to scan things. So two issues there. Bought something to scan things in, and two, I don't know how comfortable I am with us scanning documents onto what would be a personal cell phone, even if we're reimbursing them.
The copy machine scans up to 11 by 17, so this would be anything bigger than 11 by 17.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the scanning app actually scans the email, so it sends from my phone to my Story County email address, and then I put it in our file and then delete it.
I'm going to take on a little bit about what Rick said about the comfort of a personal phone. Having been a member of the public who's asked for various documents of various sizes over the years, and I remember that I had wanted at one point to bring in a scanning wand, and I had some discussion with even IT back then about how that would work. Because I had thought maybe, you know, the staff, if they just want to scan some stuff, send me all of that stuff. So have you talked to IT first about the transfer of documents between a personal device, and then if you then would take that same scan and bring it back in-house? Or do you bring that scan back in-house onto county-owned, county-protected, if you will, software-protected equipment?
Well, it's software that Matt Corey developed, so it's not... it's on the computers, but...
On Story County computers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a access software that he uses. So I guess it's protected that way. It's an access program loaded onto the county and backed up by county.
And IT saw this, that Matt brought in. Because we have another situation where we got some employee-generated programming or brought in some that now is that we're having to evaluate the security of our whole system.
Okay, and actually we probably need to do that for ours as well. So I'll need to meet with Barb on that or whoever wants to be involved in that.
You might want to talk to Matt Wood too, because the new plotter for GIS is also a scanner. So we use that for large format scanning and the reporters, obviously. I don't know if the compatibility or just
That's true. I heard that, and
I don't know how
easy
or hard that is, or how,
or
if you would need to get a lot of access to his office or what.
And then the other issue is that so initially, like all of these large pieces that came in, also Tim, do you remember him? He did our archiving and our scanning for us. And so he extremely, very perfectly cut them into equal sizes. And then you go in the file and you try to read that map. And it's like, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, it's just really hard because it's all by, you know, it's all mosaics. So what you learn in kindergarten is what you need to know for the rest of your life. So she puts them together.
Like a puzzle.
And then, yeah, like a puzzle and things like that to get one and then delete all of these. So it decreases our file size considerably and makes it usable.
That's why we can't use the camera.
Yeah.
Because of the file size. The JPEG image is too large.
Compared to PDF.
And so are we talking about, so with Catherine, I think it's 10 and 10, is that right? Is that what we're reimbursing Catherine now?
Yeah. So the 360, depending on what the allowance is, 360 will probably cover both, but I just want to make sure that we...
So you're suggesting...
I don't know.
I asked him a question.
I have 10 and 10 is what we have Catherine.
Oh, 10 data, 10. Got it.
Yeah, what were you thinking of doing here?
10 and 10. But I was just thinking 20. I didn't realize it was 10.
Yeah, but that's fine. It is 20. So that's 40. So we got 360 in. That's,
so
that's
40
times.
Right.
80.
Okay.
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 Want to address the other portion of the question?
And I guess I can't really answer that.
I don't have a problem with even at the 480. I mean, I understand about getting technology to work or not work sometimes, and especially as we are able, as you're able to get more. I also understand that texting. You're sitting at a message at a meeting. I did this a week ago, okay, meeting with a mayor, one of the small town mayors, and I just texted somebody to ask a question because I thought if she's just sitting, this is the person sitting on a meet. But if she's just sitting there, she would happen to know the answer, she'd text it back. It was Brendan Ryan. Okay, and it was that number. So I understand the texting part back and forth. And you can't text here. You have to send an email instead. I am, however, interested in making sure that whatever we're doing, we are not inadvertently introducing some kind of virus into the system.
And that's an excellent point, yep.
And then if there is concern from IT, what could we maybe do to fix that? I don't necessarily want to have IT necessarily shut something down if there is a reasonable fix to it, okay? But I think we need to... I think we do need to make sure
So, Laura, I think I agree with you completely. I would throw one other concern that I have, and it's kind of twofold. The other concern I have is where do we draw the line on cell service? To this point, it has been county will reimburse if part of your job is taking you away, and it's reasonable for us to want you to have the cell phone. But I can't think of a scenario right off the top of my head where we have somebody who, as I understand the job, is to be in the office during business hours that we're also paying for cell service. Mm-hmm. And so I want to be careful of that. And then the other part of that, it's a rhetorical question for you to answer for Jerry, right? But it is a concern of mine. Why would this part of your position require and be eligible for cell, and the other one doesn't feel like it does or is? Because as I'm saying, the reason is texting, they're doing that as well. And so I need to wrap my mind around this a little bit. And it's not the extra $240 that's bothering me. It's where do we have our lines drawn?
Yeah, and a lot of it is just the way Jerry and I interpret that differently. Yes, you can call somebody or you can email, text, you know, it's just really usable.
Well,
then on the other part, on the scanning stuff, does he require you to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So...
Well, what's not reasonable is if we in Story County are asking you to use your cell phone, to do your job, then we should be paying something. Mm-hmm. All in. I'm trying to wrap my mind around whether we should be asking you whether having a cell phone is a requirement of the position you're in, right?
I think typically it's more for convenience for the other people that are out in the field, because they're texting me like, can you send me a phone number? Can you send me an address? That kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just quicker mm-hmm. than picking up the phone and calling, mm-hmm. I guess.
And the only, I guess, in kind of thinking this through, for the six people that you would be texting with or exchanging, are they all able to get county email on their phones? That's the other thing. Maybe some of them are not allowed, can't access our web outlook on their phone. Because that would be the other way to communicate, right, is you to send that phone number or whatever via the email.
And Jerry doesn't?
He doesn't on his phone.
Okay. But you can take a text.
All right, so let's just hold this one off to the side. Let's get through our planning and development work session. Lisa, let's make sure that this is a conversation that the board has as part of our Monday meeting, and we start to try to tie everything together. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it, but it is precedent setting, or appears to me to be precedent setting, and we do need to spend a little time on it. Anything else there before we move? Yes.
Just a quick question. So the scanning of the mosaic, uh-huh. is that going to be an ongoing expectation, or is there some end time with that, until you get all of those documents electronically stored?
For the archives, it will end, but she'll only work on it.
Yes.
Panel out.
Sure.
So I'm not sure when the end date would be on that. And then
but for planning, it's ongoing. Before we got our new copier, it was very frequently, mm-hmm. but now it's not as much since the copier scans up to 11x17.
Okay. So we still do get some larger items in. So yeah.
I mean, not daily, but a few times a month.
I've got a couple.
Oh, you go first.
Thank you. Do we have any proprietary information that is moving through to you and through you that we are running the risk of being seen as losing control in the chain of maintenance? In the sense that is anything being sent to you, or are you moving anything that somebody might not necessarily want to go through a public or private, a private phone?
Well, it's all public record, so.
Then that's no.
So probably not. We don't get health information like, the lead poisoning. We used to get those. I would have to redact those documents, but.
It's usually maps.
Yes, it's maps. It's no.
Is there any off-hour use of your cell phone? Non-business hour use of your cell phone?
Occasionally. Not so much health, but. Jerry has in the past texted me on the weekends asking if I remembered to do something or questions like that.
With public compensation of your phone, you open yourself up to public access. How do you feel about that?
For what do you mean by that?
Request.
A public request.
Yeah, you put yourself out there where everybody else is. That
right.
Just you're comfortable with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just got another issue. So when we're done with
that. Yeah, so let's move on from that. That was fun, by the way. That reminds me, Lisa, that reminds me of 2012 where we did this on a bunch of different $100 items.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done that in a while.
No, we haven't.
All right, Laura, you got another question.
Oh, so you're getting an intern?
Well, I don't know. Am I?
There was nothing budgeted in previous years.
That's correct, okay. Yes. And so last year I had Northern Iowa reach out to me asking me if I would take on an intern. It's just like, no, it's not my budget. So it's just like, so I thought, well, I would like to leave that door open, have that budgeted so that I could say yes if that opportunity arises again. And Marty was asking me earlier today what I would do with that person, and it's a give and take. So field work, mostly checking on discharging NPDES systems, and then some mapping projects. And then also they would have to learn from us. So we would also take them through all our different programs. Oftentimes getting an intern is more work than it's worth, to be perfectly honest. Sometimes you get gems and they're just, you just take off. And other times, but that's good because our career or paths, there's just not a lot of infill from the young kids because it's not a huge money-making type of career. Yeah, so I really like having, those kids in. Yeah.
I was excited to see it, and I think for a variety of reasons. And I think $1,800, which are $10 an hour for 180 hours, is pretty reasonable. Plus, of course, a couple little extra things. But yeah. I think it's a very reasonable cost to take on an intern and hopefully get somebody interested in the field. And maybe for you guys, I know when I had interns, yes, some days there's some extra work required on your part.
We appreciate
it.
Yeah.
But I learned some things, or I reminded myself. I got asked questions that reminded me what I learned at the beginning. Took me back to basics. I support that anyway.
Okay. Yeah, so I think I'll just piggyback and I'll say completely support the idea of help having an intern if you, as the director, deem that having an intern would be helpful to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be cost related. We shouldn't say, oh, we've only got money for 180 hours or my goodness, we got money for 180 hours. We better find work for this person to do. We ought to use the intern if you, as a director, deem that an intern could be helpful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since we don't have one in the pipeline right now, what I would suggest is that we agree, the board agrees, that an intern, if you determine, would be helpful, and we find the dollars to fund that intern position. But much like we're going to do with other things, don't put the money in on a pipe dream. But let's say to you, if you decide that you want an intern and you find a good one and you think it'll be helpful, we'll find the dollars to handle that. I mean, because you're not talking about big dollars. So I'm suggesting taking the $1,800 out. But for you to understand that if you decide an intern is helpful, then I would think as a board we'd find a way to fund that.
You touched on it earlier, both this morning and now, for the fact that finding the right one, the right fit, I think is the important part. And if you can't find the right one,
pass. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we can amend for the dollars. I think Rick, and we see it. You've been here long enough that if you find somebody you think is really going to help your summer and bring us back some great information, certainly we'll move on this one.
So Board of Supervisors is a good example. We get two interns now working with the Board of Supervisors, and they both started kind of small, and we found these two interns specifically are just doing a fantastic job, and so we're digging hard to find ways to have them around as much as possible, right? I would say the same thing would be true for you. But I would be hesitant to stick money in there where you feel like, oh my goodness, I've got this money, I need to go get an intern. Or
yeah.
If you find a good intern, let's make it work.
Okay.
Okay?
I guess that's it. I think I'm fine. You got that story. How are you going to go find this right person?
Well, the UNI person, the matchmaker contacted me last time. And then I communicated with the gentleman several times, and he landed up down in Polk County. So it seemed like, oh wow, and a missed opportunity. But and maybe that opportunity will not come up. But they do have a program for internship, so I assume it will come up again.
For the right person, we can probably find the dollar.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. And this is just a small amount of money here, but I'd like to go down to the item 400, which is the legal notices.
Okay, what page are we on?
We're still on 28.
Oops. Okay.
So let's start with office supplies right above that, of course. If that's all right, just on the same sequence. So I didn't have any questions about vehicle fuels and maintenance, but I did have a question about office supplies. So we spent $200 so far this year. We actually spent $1,092 last year.
How are you doing on office supplies?
So we've got 1,400 budgeted this year, and then you're talking about taking it down to 11. I'm just wondering where we are and mm-hmm. how you guys think we're doing.
Well, it's a little tricky this year because technically, I also had to take a new computer out of there. We had to buy one this year, and it was an unplanned purchase. So that really whacked up that budget. But I think that, you know, moving money around, I'll still be okay. So
you anticipate a big buy, like a stand-up desk or another computer or...
Well, we should be okay for computers, but you just don't know. Matt's was the one that it just kept stopping on him, and I think it's because he does a lot of our data management.
Sure.
So that's why we switched to a larger thing. I don't think any computers, whatever, stand-up desk. I never thought to put that in the budget, but...
What about going back a little bit to this, the scanning of the records or whatever, if it were decided by you and IT that maybe instead of a phone, a scan wand, a wand or that type of thing, mm-hmm. would be a couple hundred dollars or something. But
yeah, so we try to just fit those big purchases into the running budget. Standing desk, I don't know. I don't think anyone needs them, do they? I was kind of thinking of it, but I don't know. I got bad feet. So.
Okay.
Yeah, our stance on the standing desk is we have not said no to anybody, but if you get it, use it.
It comes out
what
of
it. We don't want it. Well, what we don't want to see is somebody getting a stand-up desk and never, ever using it. That's
okay.
A waste of money.
And maybe so we should put a call out to see if there's... I put my keyboard on a box and stood there, and, you know, and it works pretty good, but I get kind of fidgety, or I don't know if my brain works the same when I'm standing, but I don't know. It just, I get to...
I was told last year, one was offered to me last January, and I think there's one that's down in IT to try out.
To try out, okay. Yeah.
So you don't have to use a box.
Okay, so now we're to legal notices.
And I just had a question because I noticed that the cost went up in planning and development also. And I mean, we're talking about very small amounts when it comes to both of your departments here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you anticipate doing more, or has the Gatehouse Media raised their price?
So this is the, we're talking about legal.
Sorry, that is item 400 on page 28.
Okay, so, okay, yeah. Well, okay, so, let's see. How much does it cost for a sheriff to deliver something? Because when we send citations, we have to pay the sheriff. And
depends on,
I don't
they
think
charge
we,
for mileage.
But they
the
also
last
charge
$65.
So this is in here also. It's just not the printed legal notice.
Yeah, it's not just that. Yeah, and then I know Crestview caused some problems. We had to pay the sheriff for all of that. That came out of our budget. They don't do that for free for us, even though we're county. So so that's kind of what that is.
That answers my question. Like I said, only because I was looking at tomorrow's budgets, too, and I caught that planning had gone up.
Yeah.
Once again, they have a small budget amount compared to what we're running through, like the auditor's office or whatever. But I just thought,
what's
did
going on? Yeah.
Prices, or
yeah, and I didn't have to worry about that, but I would bet that he's stuck with the same kinds of bills.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm down to communication services. We really expect communication services to go up. I thought it was going to stay the same for another year. It's a question for everybody.
I haven't heard anything. I've seen in a couple of budgets that
stay the same.
No, it's 2%. We get any notification on ours. So we left ours the same.
Yeah. That's what's bothering me is I'm seeing some going up and I'm seeing some going down or staying the same. And it's going to be what it is.
Yeah. That would be really helpful, like at that budget meeting that we have in October, November. Let everybody know. So we're all working off the same sheet of music.
So I'm going to suggest we just leave that the same. I mean, clearly we're not going to take away phones.
Drafted the 2400 and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, except, you know, if the phones really do go up, then will you...
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Right now.
We won't hold you. We won't hold you responsible for something you didn't know anything about.
Okay, but some, you know, I guess my point is like it's all 200 there, so you have to take that and come up with money from elsewhere. You know, you can only do so much of that with a tiny budget.
Sure, but you've never, there's never been a time since I've been here that you've spent 100% of your budget.
True. That's, but that's why.
Absolutely. And so I say all the time, Margaret, and maybe you've heard me say this before, if we don't build a budget that causes our directors a little tiny bit of stress about May of each year, then we didn't do a very good job building a budget. Right?
Okay, got it.
Okay. Education and training. You only spent $38 so far this year. You guys wait until spring.
We do. Well, because everyone's really busy. Yeah, in the next month or two, we have a lot of stuff.
Well, so you didn't do much at all in FY 17, right? You haven't done much so far in FY 18. Way back in FY 16, you guys did do a lot of education and training. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to understand what the dip was.
Well, one of the dips was Matt didn't go to San Diego for the computer training thing.
Okay.
Ezra, thank you. He did, and that's a big chunk right there. What else is different?
Are some of your certifications multi-years or?
Yes, and that's under a different line, I think. But yes, like my sanitarian certification is due up every other year. So yeah, kind of depends on the sequencing of those. The installation certification, the three of us had that.
January, Lisa, Bill,
Mike,
I have
quite a bit. Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, it's
not
through January,
so it's
through January.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I
know. It's puzzling. But if we don't spend it, we don't spend it either. I mean...
That's all the questions I had. You guys have other questions?
Lab services are up 40%.
Yes.
Okay. I think there's an answer behind that.
There isn't. I've been looking through and looking through. I don't know if we're just doing more. The labs go up every year, but not 40%. So I'm not sure. I honestly cannot figure that out. The thought I had this morning was we are doing that one program where they're testing for pesticides and this and that. And I have to double-check the billing, but I don't think they've been billing us for that because they're supposed to cover that under a different grant, and they should not be billing us. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Who is they?
I'm sorry. They are the hygienic lab. Okay. They are doing a study, and they're throwing in a lot of different things.
Yeah, and I actually, you go back and you look, I don't think our costs are up. I think what's up is our budget's finally catching up to our real costs. Because you look at FY16, we spent $3,700. In 17, we spent $3,400, almost $3,500. We're going to spend $3,500 or thereabouts this year, and now you're saying that you want to budget $3,500. So you're right where we've actually been spending the last few years. It just was lower than that before, and it started to ramp up. So.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got that we took $1,800 out for extra help.
Correct.
With the understanding that if you decide to go down that road, bring it back, and we'll deal with that. And then we took, $220 out of communication services, and that was the only two changes I had, at least. Any other questions or comments?
Anybody taking advantage of your radon kits?
Yeah,
definitely. Yes. But I have to count them. We probably got rid of 20 out of the 50
of the freebies.
Yeah, of the freebies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Or we'll bring one up for you. You've been very helpful.
I forgot.
Well, if we're into getting your hands up, I should probably take one home to the farm, too. It's not, you know, mitigation is not cheap, so it's not like all of a sudden, oh, great, you got this problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good thing to check in the winter because your windows are closed. It's the right time to check.
It's available to the public as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Boris, before you ask this question, because I know it's just in your wheelhouse, how does the public know we have these things?
Thank you, Marty.
It's on our website. It's on the Environmental Health website.
Okay.
Would that be something that, now the next, our story isn't out until March, which would kind of start to open up our houses maybe March and April. Would that be something that maybe we could make a note of headed in next winter, or maybe in our story that would be like a November issue? Yeah, if this stuff just comes to me. Yeah,
oh, and then it's slightly, but really doesn't affect the budget. Cost is now $8. It's money in, money out, except for the freebie money.
Right.
Yeah, so it's now $8 for a free building.
My neighbors all know about it because they always ask me to get them for them and bring them back.
Oh, well, that's true.
I've gotten them like four or five.
Oh.
I'm the radon mule.
Anything else for us?
Nothing.
Thank you. That was good.